Many school districts are increasingly teaching technology as part of their regular curriculum. But computers and tablets are expensive, and in many places, budget cuts have hindered the effort. Last year, the federal government pitched in to help some schools out. The Race to the Top program had hundreds of school districts competing for major funding for things like technology in the classroom. In California, three districts won awards, and one is in the Bay Area, New Haven Unified, which serves Union City in Alameda County. Here's Congressman Eric Swalwell congratulating the city in the House of Representatives.
I rise today to congratulate the New Haven Unified School District in Union City in the 15th Congressional District for being named one of 16 nationwide winners in the U.S. Department of Education's Race to the Top grant program. The district will receive over $29 million in funding, which will provide training and equipment to support the outstanding students, teachers, and staff of New Haven Unified. I know the 13,000 students from New Haven Unified will benefit from the technology and educational improvements in their schools.
The district gets more than $29 million over the next 4 years. But there's a catch. In a district that suffered immensely from budget cuts and two failed parcel tax measures, the money can only be used for new projects and not to remedy the effects of past budget cuts. So, what can it fund? I visited the superintendent of New Haven Unified, Karen McVeigh, in her office in Union City to find out. First, I asked her how she welcomed the big news.
8:30 in the morning, I was sitting at my desk checking my email. And the title of the email was something that I didn't recognize from the receiver. And I had to read it like three times. And I, you know, I've told other people, but I literally got up, ran out of the room, and I ran down the hallway screaming, "We got it," and opened the door and yelled, "We got it," and we just hugged. And everybody was applauding. It was quite exciting. So finding out that we were actually number two in the nation was even a bigger cherry on top of that ice cream sundae. So,
what was it that they said you had fulfilled and even excelled at in the application?
And all the assurances and all the areas that we had to address: personalization, teacher, principal, superintendent evaluation, college and career readiness, community engagement, the very different areas that were important to the grant, that we had received 100% of the points available. And in the other two, we were less than a couple points away from perfect in each one. So clearly, how we wrote about it made all the difference. And I think the biggest difference for us was that we weren't applying for a grant to do something that we hadn't been already planning to do. We didn't have money. But I have always said to my staff, give me Cadillac plans. We'll find the money some way. We'll figure it out. Don't plan for less than a great project. So the work that we've been doing for the last 4 years really was the work that we built on and we expanded in the grant. So if we could do it even better than we're currently doing, if it could be more perfect and more give students more opportunities, for personalization, for teacher leadership and professional development, for community engagement, for college and career. All of these are things, areas that we have been working on for a long time. So what would it take to do it as well as we think we could do it? And we wrote the grant for that.
Okay, if we can break down those categories a little bit. Personalization, what does that mean? What does it mean on the ground in the schools?
If I can create assessments and use online capabilities to do that, that give me real moment in time feedback on student learning, I am much more able to create the next steps for children's learning so it's personal. If I use technology to open up worlds that children would not necessarily have access to, because the applications that are out there now can take a child from a textbook into a video, into a simulation, into all sorts of other dimensions of learning. I can personalize my learning, my teaching, towards the kind of learner you are or to your interests. So that's personalization. Because what we know is that whether you're 8 or you're 38, that when learning is meaningful to us and is relevant to us, who we are as human beings, to our history, to our cultures, to our age, then we have a much better chance of developing learning experiences that you're going to excel in. So to the extent that we open up and really sort of explode the opportunity for teachers to have access to curriculum that they can't now that's relevant and meaningful to the children sitting before them, the better the learning experiences will be for all children. So the technology part of our grant is not for the, you know, sort of bling of it all. It is really so that we use it to really open the doors for student learning by really being able to take the applications and personalize them. There is still bling, but that's not going to make the difference in the bigger scheme of it. What the Race to the Top grant doesn't do, it doesn't solve our state financial problems. Currently, our district has 9 furlough days, a 1% cut in pay for all of our employees, and we've frozen step and column, which means that you don't get a bump up for getting more experience in your job if you're a teacher. It doesn't solve those problems at all.
It doesn't get the busing back.
It doesn't get the busing back. It doesn't get anything really – I shouldn't say anything. It does get some things back. We were able to bring back our media, our librarians, because of it. It will help teachers because financially, because they will get paid for their summer work, and that won't give them back all their furlough days, but it will give them a big bump from where they were. So that will help them financially. But it doesn't solve the overall problem we have with the budget. So we believe we're several years away from resolving that problem.
Right, because I think people need to make that differentiation, right? We've had budget problems in the district, but then the $29 million is here, and you know, people I spoke to, even me initially, you know, you just get this reaction, yes, things are going to come back, the buses are going to come back, the teachers are going to come back, the class sizes are going to, you know, go back down, and then it's like, not.
No, it doesn't solve any of those problems, but it's still a blessing, and I don't want people to think it isn't, because we wrote the Race to the Top grant based on the requirements of the federal government. So the federal government was not going to allow you to add back school days. It wasn't going to allow you to decrease class size. It wasn't going to allow you to provide for bus transportation. But what it does allow us to do is to create some data systems and processes that we don't have in place now that will be strengthened. What it does allow us to do is to develop the use of technology in a way that we were probably 3 to 5 years away from if we pass a bond, and actually we'll need a bond anyway because we need to sustain those technology and still advance them because technology changes so quickly, so we need to keep up with that. So the things that it's allowing us to do to bring back our librarians is a good thing. To bring back some people who were had been laid off and are classified in our teaching ranks because we've opened up more jobs. Those are all great things, but the biggest benefit is going to come in the next 3 years when the students actually see the benefit of all of these activities. It's given us more counselors at the high school, which had been cut back, so that is a give back. Allowed us to pay for kids to take AP classes and the PSAT, so families, it will relieve some family hardships that might be occurring because parents don't always have the kind of funds necessary for those kids to take those more advanced tests to allow them to get into great colleges. So there's a number of things that it's still $29.3 million, and that's never a bad thing.